Hello. Today's Monday, which can only mean one thing. It means it's time for Get to Know Night, that weekly show where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. As always, we have a lot of questions, so I'm just going to jump right into it. Our first question is from Anonymous. They ask, do you still wear your mask in public? Yes, I do. Yeah, every time I'm out at all, I'm wearing a mask. I'm wearing an N95, or a KN95, one of the two. Basically all the time, because if I get sick, that means no audios for you guys, so I really can't afford it. So, yeah, I've been really trying very hard not to get COVID again, because last time it really took me out for a while, so, yeah, definitely a fear of mine. I've been wearing a mask basically all the time. So, thank you for your question. Let's see. Anonymous asked, do you prefer boneless or bone-in wings? If they're all the flat kind of wings, which are like wings, I don't know. I know there's like drumsticks and wings, but so if they're all wings, then bone-in. But if they're like drumsticks, then definitely boneless. I don't know. I think the wing is the best kind of wing, if that makes sense. Drumsticks are okay, but wings are the wings. Thank you for your question. All right, let me answer this question. I don't know what the answer is. This is such a hard question to answer. Anonymous asks, hey Knight, would you say you're plain handsome, insanely handsome, or breathtakingly handsome? I don't know. I am like the worst when it comes to self-reporting. I don't know. I think I'm fine. I don't take compliments well, man. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. All right, let's see. JBaby asks, do you like tall girls, as in 5'10", 6'? I'm tall, and I'd like to know if guys like it. Yeah, I would totally date a girl who was like 5'10", 6' tall. Like, I would have no issue with it. She would be about the same height as me. I'd even date a girl who's taller than me. I don't know why men have an issue with height. I don't know. But I guess the real question is, would you be okay dating a shorter guy? Would be, I guess, the response I would have is, would you be okay dating a shorter guy? Because yeah, I would have no issue dating a taller woman. So thank you for your question, JBaby. Let's see. Anonymous asks, are you a Game of Thrones fan? And if so, are you ready / excited for the new House of Dragons series? Ugh. I'm a fan of the books and I guess the early part of what HBO did. I don't know how excited I am about House of Dragons. I think House of Dragons is going to be kind of, I hope it's good, but I don't know. Stuff I've heard from production makes me kind of nervous. But I don't know. We'll see. You can only know when you see it. So I have been purposely not looking at anything, so I have no expectations. Because I think the worst thing I could have is any kind of expectation going into it. But yeah. Let's see. Anonymous asks, hey, Knight. I hope you're having a good Monday morning. I am so far. As you probably know, or not, everyone has been a fan of your pregnancy series, and I was wondering when you're going to release the next episode. Probably in the next 5 days, I think, it'll be out. If I had to guess, yeah, maybe like the next 5 days. So pretty soon, yeah. Thank you for your question. I'm glad everyone's liking the series. Let's see. Anonymous asks, do you find it gross to kiss your partner with morning breath? No, I don't. I don't know. I think, I think that's something that when you're young, that's like a big deal. But when you get older, it's like whatever. Because you can't help it. You get morning breath. I don't know. It's what happens when you wake up. So yeah, it's never an issue. Thank you for your question. Raya asks, do you consider yourself tall or short? I don't know. When I was younger, I thought I was hella short, even though I was pretty tall. But I think everyone I knew was, like, I guess they were all, like, 6', so I was always, like, kind of short, I felt like. But yeah, now I guess I still have, like, in my mind, I'm like, I feel kind of short. But I'm really not. I'm actually pretty tall, so I don't know. I'm just not, like, a basketball player, so I'm just like, oh, man, I'm not 6'5". So yeah, I think I'm short, but I'm really not. I think I'm like an average height. Thank you for your question. Let's see. Madison asks, how do you organize your clothes? What goes on hangers? What goes in the dresser? Shirts, jackets. Some pants get hung up. Shorts, underwear, socks. Shirts that I don't really care about as much. They go in drawers. That's usually my configuration. Thank you, Madison. Let's see. Anonymous asks, happy Monday, Kay. I do take cereal. If yes, what is your all-time favorite? I don't know. It's so hard. It changes all the time. Right now it's Frosted Flakes, but that might change. It's going to probably be either Frosted Flakes, Pops, Apple Jacks are pretty good. Fruit Loops are great. Captain Crunch is also good. I don't know. It really rotates a lot. And how do you take your cereal? Milk first or cereal first? And yes, there's a correct answer and one that's horribly wrong. Obviously, you go cereal first. I think if you go milk first, you're insane. How do you know how much cereal you want? Also, like, how do you know the ratio? It's crazy if you go milk first. That's a recipe for disaster. Like, you're only going to set yourself up for disappointment. You got to go cereal first. But that's at least my opinion. Let me know if I'm wrong. I don't think I am. I think it's cereal first. Let's see. Let me look. Jade asks, I have a dog plushie that's been nameless for a year. Could you give it a name? Oh, okay. I need to know more. It's just a dog. What kind of dog? Is it fluffy? Is it not fluffy? There's a lot of things I need for a name here. I don't know why Montague popped in my head, but Montague isn't a bad name. It's a very old world name, but I don't know. Montague the dog. It's not a bad one. I need to know more about this dog, but without any more information, I'm going to give the dog the name. Well, I don't know. There's so many questions. I guess Montague. We're going to call the dog Montague. Montague the dog. You can spell it however you like. There's no wrong spelling, but we're going to call your dog Montague. I hope you're happy with that, Jade. Thank you for your question. All right, let's see. Savannah asks, I'm from London, and at some point I want to travel to the U.S., so what's the best state to visit and why? It depends on what you're interested in, Savannah. If you are, I guess it's like, if you want to see like national parks and like a lot of nature, I would recommend the American Southwest, like your four states meeting, like Arizona, Utah, Nevada and New Mexico. There we go. Colorado is also beautiful. So if you want to see like mountains and like really some of the geographical wonders of America, go out to the West. If you want to experience like, you know, television America, like LA, New York, I would go to LA or New York, or I guess Miami. Those are like where, like, I guess if you had like a movie version of what America would be, those three cities really encapsulate it pretty well. I would say for my money, I would say Miami is probably number one of the three, then LA, then New York. From like a tourism perspective. I don't know. For me, I have like a really sweet spot for LA. In like from like a travel, not living, but like visiting, I have a sweet spot for LA. What else can I think of? I mean, I guess there's the Disney Worlds. If you want to go visit them, there's two of them in America. We also have Six Flags, which is very good and worth seeing. What else? Houston's a fun city. I like Houston quite a bit. Where else in America is like worthwhile? Chicago's pretty cool. It'd be worth going up to Chicago. I guess the real question is, what do you want to see in America? That would really determine where you go. But I don't know. If you're like an outdoor nature-y person, I would recommend the American Southwest. It's a lot of fun. And there's a lot of really crazy, beautiful stuff out there. Like Zion and Bryce. Like Grand Canyon, obviously. That goes without saying. But yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff. But yeah, there's a lot in America. America has a lot of stuff. So it really depends on what you're interested in, Savannah. So I hope that helps. I hope that gave you some kind of like list of things to consider. Thank you for your question. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, hey Kay, I hope you're having a good Monday. I wanted to see when you can release episode 10 of the pregnancy series, because we all agree the last episode has wanting more. It's coming out very soon, don't you worry. So typically the sweetheart series comes out at the last week of the month. That's usually how it happens. So if you want to know when it's going to come out, it's usually the last week of the month. So let's see. Anonymous asks, hey Kay, you have such a glorious laugh. I appreciate that. How do you make your laughs sound so authentic and natural in your audios? Are you thinking of something funny that happened in the past? Or do you just genuinely find yourself that hilarious? I think you have a really clever sense of humor, and I love your laugh. It's so warm and contagious. Oh, I'm glad. So I think when I laugh in an audio, in my head, I have what the other side is responding to. So in my head, I guess you are very funny. Like, the audience is very funny. So I don't know. It just, I can think of exchanges in the past that have just made me laugh, and then I just kind of fill in the blank there. Yeah. So I'm not entirely sure how I get there, but I just have this sense of like, when someone gives me a rebuttal, this is going to be funny. I can kind of just like remember in exchanges like that. I don't know how I pull it. It's an interesting question now that I'm like really thinking about it. But like when I laugh in an audio to a response, it's because I guess I thought of a response that was funny, and I was like, yeah, that's really funny. So I guess I'm making myself laugh. I don't know. Thank you for the question. That got really meta. It's too early to be that meta. Let's see. Punzi asks, when I'm on tour video, were there actual kids screaming in the background, or was that a sound you added? Oh man, I wish. Usually when there's kids screaming in the background, I did not add those sounds. Those are genuine children genuinely screaming. Usually because they're having fun running around the yard. But yeah, I could not do anything about that. So I just usually like riff off of it when I hear it. So thank you for your question. Anonymous asks, did you watch the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial? Which side are you on? Team Amber or Team Johnny? So I'm Team Johnny Depp. Yeah, I've been watching the trial basically every single day. It's been hard. It's been a hard trial to watch. It is really, really, really sad to see, just to see and hear some of the stuff that kind of happened to Johnny. I just feel bad. I'm glad it's being broadcasted. I'm glad that people are watching. I'm glad it's giving people the ability to form their own opinions and judgment about the situation. But yeah, I don't know. The trial is both super interesting and incredibly heartbreaking and really sad. Because I can't imagine how it must be for him. Because he's from everything we've seen in the trial, he seems like such a caring and wonderful and sweet person who's done just enormous amounts of kindness and good out in the world. And for this to be what comes back his way is really sad. So I really do hope Johnny Depp does get some justice, because that man deserves it. So, yeah, I'm very interested to see how the jury rules. I've been basically pretty deep in law TikTok and the law tube to to get as much of this trial coverage as I can. But yeah, how about you guys? Are you guys also neck deep in the trial? What time is it? All right, I think we have enough for one more question. Let's see. Brie asks, what kind of animal do you love the most? Mammals. Mammals. If it's a mammal, I'm okay with some reptiles. But mostly mammals. Like, if you had to look for a group of animals that I'd be like, they're all adorable. Mammals. I like them. They're warm-blooded like me, and they're really cute. Usually furry. Love me some mammals. I think you want something more specific, though. Dogs. I mean, I've been a dog lover forever. I love dogs so much. I'm really sad I don't have a dog right now. I would like a dog very badly. But yeah, dogs. Dogs are my answer. Thank you for your question, Brie. All right, last one. Caitlin asks, hey Kay, hope you're doing well. My question is, if you could compare yourself personality-wise to a Muppet, which one would it be? I would compare myself to Fozzie Bear. I don't know. Part of me feels like Kermit the Frog, but I don't know. My instinct was animal, but I don't think I'm animal. I'm not cool enough to be animal. I think I'm Kermit. I think I'm Kermit the Frog. It's not easy being green. Yeah, I think I'm Kermit the Frog. Yeah, Fozzie Bear would be a good one, but I'm just not too... I'm not like actually Waka Waka enough in real life. So I think I have to be Kermit. Yeah, I'm Kermit. Yeah, Kermit. I was going to say Gonzo. No, Kermit. Kermit's my answer. Thank you for your question. All right. I guess, do I still have time? I do have time. All right, well, two more. Anonymous asks, do you actually lurk and go back and read every chat in Discord? I do lurk quite a bit. People say you do, and I'm curious if you appear offline and just lurk. Yeah, I typically just lurk. It depends. It depends on how busy I am that day. If I'm busy, then I'm lurking. But if I'm not busy, then I'm popping in a lot. Anonymous asks, hey, Knight, would you ever consider doing a Mafia-style audio? In, like, what way, though? I've heard that, like, a few times. People are like, do a Mafia audio. But, like, in what sense? Because, you know, typically people in the mob are not really romancing people. They're usually, like, carrying out hits and or different kinds of, like, extortion rackets. So, like, do you want me to extort someone? Is that the audio? Is it like, oh, man, this is a really nice bakery you have here. Be a shame if something happened to it. Like, is that what people want from a Mafia audio? I just don't know what are people looking for from a Mafia style of audio? That's what I want to know. Because if you can tell me that, I'm more than interested in doing a Mafia style audio. But I need to know more. Yeah, because all I'm thinking about is like, it's like the Godfather. Oh, you've come to me today on the day of my daughter's wedding, and you come in here, ask for a favor. You insult me. No. Get him out of here. Take him to the Hudson. He has to go swim with the fishes. Like that. That's what the mob is to me. Like so. Like I don't know. It's just Marlon Brando talking softly. So yeah, let me know what you think a Mafia style audio should sound like and be like, because if you can give me something to work with, I might be able to do something. Anyway, this is a good place to end it. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you have a question, like always, you can leave a link in the doobly-doo, which could get you to the form page where you can ask whatever you want. Just know, if you ask for I guess if you give me an idea that you would like me to turn to an audio, just know this is not the place to submit it. You can ask a question like, do you want to do an audio about Mafia stuff? And I'll be like, yeah, yes or no. But I won't remember to do one. So definitely if you want me to do an audio, go over to the idea submission line. That's a way better place to put it down. Anyway, I've been Knight, and I hope you have a great, great, great rest of your Monday. I'll talk to you all later. Bye now.